Two Chairs No Wedding, episode number 121. Don Knotts Ferreira Friends. Two Chairs No Wedding is brought to you each week by weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and pick up some great Mayberry items they got there. They got books. They got Aunt B's cookbook. If you don't have it, it's something you really need to get. Aunt B's cookbook, great Mayberry item. All other kind of cookbooks over there too. And all kinds of other things. So drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Wedding is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Tonight's executive producer of Two Chairs No Wedding, number 121, is Joe Gritton. Joe, thank you so much for your support. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, and it is great to have you here with me for Two Chairs No Wedding, episode number 121. Wow, I can't believe we've done 121 episodes, and so many of you have actually listened to 121 episodes of me rambling on. But tonight's episode, Don Knotts Ferreira Friends. I didn't know how to say Ferreira, so I had to get a website that pronounces things for you, and here's how it's actually said.
Ferrara.
Ferrara. But that's how it's pronounced. And we'll be talking about a lady named Lee Cannon. Her maiden name was Ferreira. And her brother, Dr. Richard Doc Ferreira. And I'm sure you're asking yourself, who are the Ferreira siblings and what in the world has this got to do with the Andy Griffith Show? Well, Lee Cannon, her first job was as a home economics teacher in Osage, a community near Cannon's hometown of Morgantown, West Virginia. And it was also in Morgantown's coal country that Lee Cannon's brother, Dr. Richard Ferreira, first took up banjo lessons from the famous banjoist Eddie Peabody. Doc's biggest fan was Don Knotts of Andy Griffith Show fame. His best friend since middle school when they started playing music together. So I guess now you can kind of see what the connection is. So I got this great article not long ago, around Christmas time maybe, so a month ago, from David Story. It's called Good Food, Good People, and Don Knotts. So let me give you a little bit of the history of this, the Ferreira siblings here. And long before Martha Stewart, there was Don Knotts' good friend and homegirl, Lee Ferreira Cannon. Cannon, author of two classic cookbooks, recently took time out to reflect on her five decades as a hostess galore on Alabama public television, as well as her brother Doc's lifelong friendship with the late Don Knotts. As with Barney and Andy, the backstory of Don's relationship with these two Ferreira siblings was that, simply, they were friends since childhood. The Ferreira's brother, Doc Ferreira, is a retired dermatologist in Michigan. They grew up in Morgantown, West Virginia, where the Italian immigrant's parents owned a grocery store. It was the illness of Don's father that first took the Knotts family from Fidgety, and this is spelled F-I-D-G-E-T-Y, Fidgety, West Virginia, I suppose that's how it's said, to Morgantown, the home of West Virginia University, from which Don graduated in 1948, and Lee Ferreira Cannon, she graduated in 1940. Here in this region of West Virginia, Cannon's brother, Richard Doc, which is his nickname, first started playing the banjo when he was given lessons by a famous banjoist, Eddie Peabody. He and Don first started playing music together in their youth. This is a quote. He said, "Don used to come to our house constantly," recalls Cannon, the brother, who describes Don's family as of humble means. And this is quoting, and he was like a member of our family. He'd come to my mother's store, and she'd give him candy during the Depression. So it was during the time of the Depression. He goes on to say, he and my brother, this is the sister speaking now, he and my brother entertained all over town for years, and Don was a good dancer.
Yeah, light on his feet. Yeah.
No, it doesn't say that, but I had to throw that in. But she said Don was a good dancer. Going on, Cannon says her mother gave Don seed money on two occasions in order to help him leave home to launch his career. The first departure was abortive, so the Figueras again fronted him money a second time. Quoting here, "Don Knotts and I were best friends since middle school and until Don's passing," adds Ferreira. "We started playing music together with our close friend Harvey. This started my musical venture. I don't miss an opportunity to play, and Don was a lifelong friend. He loved and endorsed my music." This is Doc speaking there. And it goes on here. It's unanimous between the Figueroa siblings that Doc's biggest fan was indeed Don Knotts. While Figueroa went on to medical school and Don succeeded in show business, Cannon, Lee Cannon, author of Menu Celebrations and the Southern Living Quick and Easy Cookbook, some of you guys may have heard of that, my wife had, was hosting the longest running show in history of Alabama public television. Today, one of her biggest fans is Paula Krieger, the president and CEO of PBS. It goes on here. Barney's banana granola cookies aside, Cannon concludes, quote, "It's not just food, but having a good mix that makes for a real party. It's the people who make for a good party. Our friend Don Knotts knew that. Good people, good food, and good music are the substance of what it counts." So the article, this article again, was by David Story, where he had interviewed Lee Cannon, Lee Ferreira Cannon. And I think that was just a neat bit of just history of Don Knotts a little bit that we've not seen. Now, the Cannons, if we look, I'm going to have website links to so that you'll be able to see these folks. But Dr. Richard Figueroa, he was born in Morgantown, and he plays the banjo. So you guys may have known about him. And there's a picture on the website of him and Don Knotts. So you'll definitely want to go and just check that out and read through, because they were friends from childhood. And then there's a nice story that I put a link to that's about Lee Cannon, where there's pictures of her, and there's a picture of her interviewing Bob Hope. We've got a picture of her and her husband being married there, and her kids getting fed all the food that she tested. But there's also a picture of Vincent Price and her there on the website. So you'll want to see those, and you can check that out and just get to know. These are some of Don's friends from when he was a young man. And it's a possibility that we'll be able to get Miss Cannon on here with us. She's an Auburn graduate. She went to Auburn, or she's lived in Auburn for years, and didn't go to Auburn, but she lives in Auburn, not an Auburn graduate. So, but she lives in Auburn, and she's been down there for a long time and is well known in the Auburn, Alabama area. So anyway, I don't know if you folks enjoy that or not, but I did, and I just wanted to make sure I was able to share some of that with you, and you'll be able to go in there and read a little bit more about her and about get a little bit more about Don and just some of the backstory. It's always fun for me to find out something new about any of the characters or actors on the show and how they grew up and how they did that. So, all right, so let's go on now. We're going to run through a little bit. There's a portion of the website for the Andy Griffith Show Real Nurtures Club at tagsrwc.com. That's the Andy Griffith Show Real Nurtures Club Mayberry Facts, FAQs, Frequently Asked Questions. And I thought it might be fun to go through a couple of these just so you would just saying. Here's one of the questions. In Barney Gets His Man, the episode, Barney says, "Bread and butter." The question is that line supposed to stand alone, or did they edit something out? And here's the answer to the question. It says, that scene is intact. Barney's bread and butter line was written as a freestanding line, though one that's dipping with irony that Barney is actually quite scared about encountering escaped criminal Eddie Brooks. Barney's obviously trying to convince himself that it's a routine situation of bread and butter, easy. We also received this note. It says, I'm sorry to disagree with your reply about what bread and butter means in the August bullet, which is where that came from, the Andy Griffith Show's newsletter, regarding Barney saying bread and butter. In Barney Gets His Man episode, He said, it goes, this person had written in and says, this was a common expression when two people were walking together and walked on opposite sides of an object. I think the scene really gets such a laugh in spite of Barney being so scared. He thinks it's saying bread and butter when he and Andy go around something. Anyway, so there's a whole section on here. It says, well, Barney said that in the same episode when Andy asked him why he wasn't saying anything. He goes, I swallowed my gum. And boy, he sure did on this one. We received a record number of letters, somewhere around 20. We quit counting. That's what Jim Clark had written in, pointing out the incompleteness of our answer and how we blew the scram-a-voo. So here's what we said. We said that Barney was saying bread and butter was funny and ironic because he was trying to treat the manhood as routine or bread and butter. And while that may have been a secondary meaning the writers had in mind, surely the primary one was the fun of having Barney automatically say bread and butter when he and Andy walked on opposite sides of a tree during the intense manhunt. Our goober staff, Jim Clark's talking about here, had always heard peanut butter and jelly and salt and pepper as expressions used when two people passed on opposite sides of an object, but bread and butter had escaped us. And while we're on the subject, a similar instance of Barney using a superstitious expression is when he and Doc Malloy are breaking out of the Mayberry Jail in Jailbreaks, episode number 50, when they both say, so far so good, at the same time, Barney insists that they say needles and pins and lock pinky fingers. And of course, that's hilarious as the bad guy, Malloy, actually complies. So anyway, folks, there's all kinds of stuff out there on the website that has information about Mayberry facts and fun little facts. Things like, what is Don Knotts' real name? Well, we know from the podcast, if you listen, it's Jesse Donald Knotts. We know that. And so there's all kinds of information out there. So if you get a chance, drop by over there and check it out. Now, I was going to mention that Mayberry.com, a lot of the content that has been at Mayberry.com is moving over to iMayberry.com, the letter I, and then Mayberry.com. So if you guys get a chance and you're over there, you may want to go and check that out and go to imayberry.com. And when you go there, it's going to look exactly like mayberry.com, no difference. The thing that's happening is there's a possibility we may lose control of the domain mayberry.com because there's a great guy down in Birmingham, Alabama, who has been letting us squat or use the mayberry.com domain name for years. And there's a possibility he may be selling it. And so the Rio Notchers Club and the podcast and everything is moving all of our content over toward imayberry.com so that if anything does happen, all the content will still be available to you. So if you have any friends out there that are linked to mayberry.com, if they will just change that link to imayberry.com, it'll find everything that was there already. Nothing has changed except the domain name is changing. So my new email address where you can contact me is now going to be floyd@imayberry.com. So I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear comments and things about this episode. Maybe if you would like to have me try to get an interview with Lee Cannon, send me a note and I'll try to drop by there and get her to drop by here, I should say, and speak with us. So you can email me at floyd@imayberry, like iTunes, imayberry.com. Or you can drop by the podcast website at twochairsnowaiting.com and leave me a message there. On any of the show notes, you can leave comments. Or you can drop by facebook.com and you can leave a message right there on our website at facebook.com/twochairs. And I would love to hear from you. Well, folks, that's all I've got for you tonight. This is a little shorter than normal, and some of you are probably happy about that. But we'll be seeing you guys next week on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry Podcast. Bye, guys.